Time for the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We play the best ones back on Fridays. If we randomly select your name right now, you win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Joke of the week number one. Bob Corley from Arlington Heights says, I'm wondering if it's too late for the Bears to reconsider a lakefront location. And then he says, okay, here's my joke. Lions 52, Bears 21. Hey, come on now. Let's not be that way. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Huckberg. Joke of the week number two. Andy, if smoking marijuana causes short-term memory loss,
yeah,
then what does smoking marijuana do? Joke of the week number three. 80-year-old Bessie storms into the rec room at the retirement home, fist raised high. She says, all right, fellas, anyone who can guess what's in my hand gets to sleep with me tonight. And from the back, old Earl shouts, an elephant. Betsy grins and says, close enough. Not even close to the 46-second limit for speed jokes. But that was a lot of joke there. Here's number four. Doctor, at night I've been waking up in the kitchen cooking stir fry. What's wrong with me?
You're sleepwalking.
Doctor, I feel like a window.
Oh, yeah? Show me where the pain is.
I've swallowed a fishbone.
Are you choking?
No, I really did. Joke of the week number five. Dyslexic zombies only eat Brian's. Okay, now that one was...
That struck me as funny today.
That's a speedy joke. Number six. Yesterday, I bought a loaf of bread at Walmart. Actually, it was an impulse buy. I'd originally gone there for a jackhammer, a wetsuit, and a blender. Week number seven. Yesterday, I stopped at this roadside stand. The sign said, lobster tails, $2. So I paid my $2, and the guy goes, okay, once upon a time, there was this lobster. Here is number eight. Andy, I recently got myself an emotional support animal. It's a pig, but not a whole pig.
Wait, what?
Okay, it's bacon. Joke of the week, speaking of food, number nine. Did you know that muffins spelled backwards is what you do when you take them out of the oven? He's right. Here's joke of the week, number 10. 11 people were hanging on a rope under a helicopter. 10 men, one woman. Rope wasn't strong enough for all of them, so they had to make a decision. Somebody needed to let go. After a debate, the woman gave a heartfelt speech. She said, as a woman, I'm used to giving up everything for my husband, my kids, you men. I'm always sacrificing, never getting anything in return. So you know what, fellas? I'm going to let go of the rope. And after that speech, all the men started clapping. Here's number 11. Hey, here's a marriage tip. If you need a new can opener, just get a new can opener. Do not give one to your wife for her birthday. I know that now. Hey, here's another marriage tip. Don't ask your wife when dinner will be ready when she's mowing the lawn.
Wow, John.
I know that now. That's not only a double feature, but really helpful information there. Here's number 12. My toilet paper packaging says 100% recycled. Let's take a moment to think about that. Okay, we're still laughing at that one. Here's number 13. My girlfriend just texted me and said, I can still smell your colon on my pillow. And that, folks, is why spelling matters. Okay, that one's my favorite so far, I'm sorry to say, but we got one more. Did you know that Raymond Burr had a lumberjack brother named Tim? Okay, I'm going to go with number 13. That would be the misspelling of the word cologne. Andy Mazur says,
dyslexic zombies.
They eat Brian's. It's tough for them. Steve Alexander says,
ugh.
Say it again, Steve.
Number three. Old Earl, close enough.
Close enough. An elephant, that'll do. Bobby, where are you?
I liked muffins. Muffins spelled backwards.
It's true. Okay, Pete, we're not going to get a majority, but we want your joke, please.
Lobster tail.
Pete says...
Lobster tail.
Lobster tails. Once upon a time, there was a lobster. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com.